Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The
erection. So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Holy shit, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. It's a sticky, fucky, hotty, shitty day here. I mean, if you're like really hot and humid and ball-stickingly warm, for the ladies out there, you may not be able to relate. Join us on social media during the show. We check our Twitter at Crab Diving. And you can help us out here at the show by buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission and it does not cost you anything. Just helps us out here with Mr. Bezos. He drives over a Brinks truck personally, backs it into the crab cave and dumps out the 4 or 5 cents, or actually 2 cents on the dollar commission, 1 cent, 2 cent that we might get off of your purchases.
Need a whole
but we
truck.
Appreciate when everything that everyone by people do.
Thank you, oligarch.
We had somebody who had auto diapers for their wee ones they ordered.
Auto diapers.
And they, you know, like every 2 weeks they had us on.
That's nice.
They told us, they tweeted me and said that.
Wow. We should find out who they are and be like, we could sell you those directly.
I was like, thank you.
At a better deal than Amazon, maybe. Can we do that? I'm just kidding.
It is Monday, everyone. Shelby
Yay.
Is warming up for the show.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That was a good one, dog.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines, and then we'll get into talking about all the other shit that we're going to yell about over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Iffy.
Huffington Post.
Ooh, wee-wee.
Study, zombie ice will raise sea level 10 inches.
Damn. Oh. How do you kill zombie ice?
Oh, I don't know.
Just stab it.
In the head.
Yeah.
Zombie ice from the massive Greenland ice sheet will eventually raise global sea level by at least 10 inches, 27 centimeters to the rest of the world.
Who gives a fuck? Is that a big deal?
Just by itself.
Okay.
So just that ice sheet under Greenland.
I don't give a shit.
On Greenland, in Greenland.
That's why we should have bought it.
Zombie or doomed ice is ice that is still attached to thicker areas of ice, but is no longer getting fed by those larger
Ooh,
glaciers.
God.
That's because the parent glaciers are getting less replenishing snow. Meanwhile, the doomed ice is melting from climate change. According to the study, glaciologists at the Geological Ooh. Survey of Denmark and Greenland.
I'm a glaciologist.
It's dead ice.
Is this Biden's fault or...
It's
What's
just going to
on?
Melt and disappear from the ice sheet, says William Colgan,
and then
one of the glaciologists.
We're
there.
Left to deal with the fucking water from these fucking icebergs that are nothing but fucking takers.
Study lead author Jason Box, B-O-X, another glaciologist, said it's more like 1 foot in the grave. The unavoidable 10 inches is in the study is more than twice as much.
The unavoidable 10 inches.
If I had a nickel. is in the study is more than twice as much sea level
Ooh.
Rise as scientists had previously expected from the melting of Greenland's ice sheet. So we're more fucked.
What are these fucking glaciologists going to do when all this shit melts? Now what, assholes? What are you going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. There goes your whole job. Yeah.
Your income stream's gone.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Ice cubologist?
Yeah. On a smaller level, I guess. There'll be no ice.
Ice sculpturologist?
Right. There's probably going to be plenty of places for scientists to work as global warming continues to fuck us.
Oh, sure.
A lot of jobs.
So that's the headline to the HufferPo.
Yay.
Zombie ice.
Oh, shit, Pat. Well.
Over the Drudge Report.
Why can't you just take the zombie ice and drag it somewhere cold?
Jesus Christ.
Did you hear me? I mean, why
yeah,
can't...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was actually fucking... startled by the headline at the Drudge Report.
Oh, what is it?
It's just the font is the largest I've seen. FBI, the Don Jeez. Calls for uprising.
Does he really? Did he really? What a fucking asshole. God, Don. What do you want from all of this?
Well, over the weekend, he told the FBI, the agents, that don't stand for this, FBI agents.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He wanted the FBI to mutiny or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, they hate
now he's,
you.
You know, basically saying... Lindsay came out and said, you know, there's going to be rioting in the streets if you indict Trump.
Okay.
I think Trump is basically saying the same shit.
I think everybody's charging up their scooters, getting their weird shit. What did they all take to the Capitol when they rioted? What was guns and tasers and...
What did they take?
Yeah, yeah, their weapons. They all had weird weapons, right? Like tasers and mace and...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're getting ready. Are they going to riot if Trump is arrested? Will they riot outside where he's being
You
held?
Know, I think there will be small dealios, but, you know, yeah. I just don't see a civil war. I don't see them killing everybody over the fact that Trump got indicted.
Because of the pure aerobic output it would take on their end?
Well, and yeah, I think a lot of them are weekend warriors. They're happy to scream and yell.
Yes.
As they're watching Hannity, but they're not going to shoot their neighbor.
I hope.
Or eat you.
Don't eat me. That guy that's across the street from us might shoot us and then eat us.
The guy that chucked his wife over the...
Yeah, the sofa
over
or whatever.
The Barca lounger that was on the lawn.
God, I tell you. Trumpsters.
He was taken away for those that are wondering. We witnessed a domestic and he was...
Right.
He other neighbors witnessed it also, and he was hauled away. But they're back because you know, they're lovebirds.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of work on their yard now, together.
Though he was careful not to use the word, former President Donald Trump appeared to call for the rank and file of the FBI to revolt against its leadership over the seizure of classified documents from his Mar-a-Lago home.
No one gives a fuck about you at the FBI. They aren't going to revolt. Am I right?
You know, there might be a few rogue assholes, but...
Right.
On Friday, a heavily redacted affidavit was released and revealed that prior to the search, federal agents were concerned the former president was still in possession of classified and top secret documents in an unsecured location, and that Trump's team had not been forthcoming.
Oh, they tell
That's
the truth.
That's a shock.
What the fuck?
Come on, Trump and his people not forthcoming?
We're going to get you that information in 2 weeks.
Now we know it's fake news.
Hey, don't lie, none, just like Jesus.
They weren't forthcoming about the documents and numerous interactions with the National Archives. The affidavit said there was, quote, probable cause to believe that evidence of obstruction will be found at Mar-a-Lago, a serious crime.
Oh, yeah.
And detailed the extensive efforts authorities went to relieve the trove of documents Trump held at his Florida resort.
A trove,
it's like,
no less.
Give them back. Oh, well, you know, I put a lock on there, you know. And
maybe he thought, like, when he has his... I guess presidential library, there'll be a section of, here's all the documents that I stole.
Right. Here's all our assets overseas. Do you want to kill a few of them?
Is there any chance, there's no chance that he took these unknowingly? Like, meaning like he thought he was doing the right thing by taking these and hiding them.
No.
I can't.
What can I sell these for to the Saudis? What can I sell this for to the... What can I... How can I blackmail the government?
What I need to... I'm going to give you these schematics, and I just want you to approve my golf course.
The affidavit revealed nearly 200 classified and top secret documents had already been retrieved in February of this year.
Oh.
The mishandling of which, according to a 2018 law signed by then President Trump himself, would make Citizen Trump guilty of a felony.
Yay!
Each document would be a felony, and there were 200.
Wow. 200? 200! That's 200 felonies.
Despite the facts of the case in a Truth Social post, get them while they can,
despite
everyone.
Despite the fact. Oh, that's right.
Yesterday, Sunday, Trump sought to undermine FBI leadership. This is what I was talking about. Here's a I don't know, a truth?
Yes.
A truth?
Well, they're not paying their hosting plan, so it's going to be gone soon.
Right.
Read it now.
When are the great agents and others in the FBI going to say, we aren't going to take it anymore, much as they did when James Comey read off a list of all crooked Hillary Clinton's crimes, only to say that no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute, which, of course, he disagrees with.
Well, wait a second. Is this, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore? Is this that moment?
The wonderful people of the FBI went absolutely, quote, nuts. So Comey had to backtrack and do a fake investigation in order to keep them at bay. The end result, we won in 2016 and did much better in 2020, exclamation point. But now the left, in scare quotes, has lost their minds. Exclamation points.
Sorry, Donald. I'm part of the left that has lost their mind. I'm very sorry. I apologize.
2 a.m. this morning.
Pat has lost. You've lost your mind, too.
Oh, a long time ago. 2 a.m. this morning, he tweeted all caps, FBI, make America great again.
Thank you, Donald.
Oh, God, what a whiny little bitch.
He is a bitch, man. I mean, although, what is he going to say with this one, though? Do you want him to tell the truth? It's like, I sold this one to the Saudis, just like you said. This went to Qatar. This one went to... You know, he can't say that.
Probably not, yeah. I mean,
maybe it's like, this one went to Steve Bannon and to some weird rebels that are planning a takeover of the New World Order. I mean, I don't know.
Fox News contributor calls Biden's semi-fascism comment more hateful than the worst thing Trump has ever said.
I don't think so, though. I'm going to disagree with
and
you.
And he specifically said MAGA, the MAGA
yes.
Trump Republicans.
Which is, to me, bullshit.
He did not say everyone.
Just say the Republicans.
Well, I concur. But this asshole on Fox squealing.
Yeah.
That it's the most hateful thing it's ever than anything Trump ever said. Oh, yeah. John McCain wasn't a hero. That wasn't hateful.
Or like,
grab him by the pussy. Not hateful.
And Trump actually saying that he's so popular, he can murder somebody and nobody, everybody would still love him or something fucked up like that. I mean, he said that, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he accused the New York Times of doing what? Going down the tubers.
TBs. over at the Drudge Report, let's see what the headline there is, just to... I said that. The FBI, the Don calls for uprising.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Guys, FBI, if you're thinking of joining the uprising, please don't.
But Drudge also posted a picture that's a pretty famous meme that's out of Don, it looks like a mugshot. It's Don in an orange jumpsuit scowling at the camera.
Yeah.
And it says Trump indictment watch.
Nobody knows
on Drudge
what to do, though, right? Because what do you think the indictment's going to say? Is this the indictment? What is this? Here's the question. Which indictment are they talking about that could come down? Because I don't know.
This is the documents.
The documents indictment. You know, I thought the shit in Georgia was farther along than any of this shit.
The Daily Beast, finally seen enough. Donald Trump will be indicted by a federal grand jury.
When?
You heard me right. I believe Trump will actually be indicted for a criminal offense, even with all its redactions and the probable cause affidavit published Friday by the magistrate judge in Florida makes clear these three essential points. One, Trump was in unauthorized possession of national defense information, namely properly marked classified documents.
Right.
Two, he was put on notice by the U.S. government that he was not permitted to retain those documents at Mar-a-Lago. Three, he continued to maintain possession of the documents and allegedly undertook efforts to conceal them in different places throughout the property.
Fuck you.
Up until the FBI finally executed a search warrant earlier this month.
I need a diaper change, and I want a Diet Coke right now.
So this pundit says it's just a matter of time.
I mean, some of these things that we're talking about, is it possible? I mean, with the different counts, though. 200 counts of what? I mean,
well, that was the each document is one count of fucking with government documents.
Okay,
I'm paraphrasing so, it probably isn't called that.
Can't you go to jail for fucking with government documents? I mean, more than more than one count.
Ask Reality Winner.
Oh, that's right, one count.
Yeah,
one fucking count.
One document.
Well, was it just one count?
It was one document.
One document. So what are you saying? He's got how many?
Well, that was just in February, 200. We don't know how many from this one yet, do we?
How many did he eat?
Exactly.
God, you guys.
Who has to go through his shit once they?
Oh yeah, all the time.
This is now. There's two things to this story.
Right.
One, I didn't really, I guess I kind of remember being aware of, but it's been pretty stealthy.
Yeah.
Well, one is Lindsey Graham, who,
Lindsey,
as I mentioned before, basically is saying, well, you better not indict Trump or there's going to be riots.
Shouldn't Lindsey be concerned about his own ass with this Atlanta shit? I mean, in a legal way.
I thought you meant like Saturday night or something.
Sorry, Lindsey. I mean, like, doesn't he have to testify or something
in Georgia? He's still fighting that.
How can he fight? Doesn't he just have to do it? Don't these people,
they're above the law.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who cares what they think? Can't you just go get Lindsey? Just go pick him up.
Say this, if there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information after the Clinton debacle, which you presided over and did a hell of a good job, there'll be riots in the streets. Say this.
There'll be riots in the streets. There won't be.
What is the Clinton debacle? Which one?
The
emails?
Well, the emails, and he's specifically talking about, let me see if I can play the host. The host of this show is the other story.
Oh, okay.
Joining us.
Or maybe it's a
this
laptop.
Is Fox quote-unquote news.
See this video and
oops.
Would be a tragedy.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham from the great state of South Carolina. Senator, let's start. I want to start with a clip from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on Hunter.
Okay, so
Jesus Christ.
Trey Gowdy has a show on Fox.
Oh my God.
Do you remember him? The guy who's
yes.
who's
the guy from
whose head is as narrow as his neck? Oddly.
Yeah. He looks like a butt plug.
Yeah. And
that helps.
Always wore like horribly ill-fitted.
Yeah.
Two sizes too big suits, and he just looked ridiculous.
Who the fuck?
He looked like the lead singer of not the Cars.
I don't know. He has no charisma, though. Am I right?
Oh, right. Anti.
He must have that guy must have the best agent on the planet if he gets a show. If he gets a television show, that's a good agent because.
So Lindsay there on the Trey Gowdy Show warning.
Good God.
There's going to be riots in the streets.
I'm sorry. I am missing the appeal. Who the
of Trey Gowdy? I don't know.
Who wants the Trey Gowdy Show? God damn.
I don't know. Maybe he
imagine pitching that
compromise on somebody over at Fox.
Listen, I got a new show. Trey Gowdy, that guy.
And Trey Gowdy, the debacle we know that he presided over was Benghazi.
Right. Forever.
Benghazi for several rounds until that other sucker took over. I forget what his name is.
The debacle of the Benghazi hearings, meaning what? I mean, she sat there and answered questions.
Apparently that she wasn't hauled off and thrown in and prosecuted.
She answered the fucking questions. But
she wasn't prosecuted.
Hey, listen. If she could have been prosecuted, they would have. Ha ha ha, you crazy.
Not according to Lindsay.
I mean, don't you think if Bill Barr could have got her for a Benghazi somehow, he would have?
Of course.
Or the big dick toilet guy. That guy was AG for a bit. Remember him? Whitaker?
They all would have loved to get something on Hillary and the Clintons.
Yeah.
For real.
Right. But they couldn't. And they didn't. There was nothing on the Clinton Foundation either.
Joe Rogan has urged Americans to vote Republican to pay back for businesses having to close down due to the pandemic that never were able to reopen.
Oh, my God. God, fuck you. You stupid fucking comedian. That did good, right? He hosted Fear Factor. Now he's famous and he has all this influence. And he wants... What? You want DeSantis to be fucking president? Are you fucking crazy?
He said vote Republican. So
you don't even live here.
He wants you to vote for...
Matt Gaetz?
All the crazy Republicans down the line, yeah.
As a fuck you vote for the pandemic. That doesn't make any sense.
He's Rogan. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh. That's so stupid.
He's really popular still, you know, as far as podcasts go. But I saw that, is it Spotify? Is that where he's at? That
yes,
they're not raking in.
It's not paying
the big dough they thought they would. Yeah,
right.
Because he's so alienating.
Well, yeah, I mean, and maybe I don't know. People do love that show. I mean, I know a ton of people that listen to it. I don't know. I don't know. It's just like, it's a bunch of bros.
Oh, yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
They're crazy. Elsewhere, those are your headlines, everybody. Thanks for joining us this beautiful Monday.
Danke. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's hot as shit. But here, it's nice. Yeah.
The headlines, you know, the many headlines under the picture of Trump over at Drudge Report. Trump indictment watch. Riots have prosecuted? Legal team scrambles to find argument.
Scrambles to find argument, meaning we don't know how to defend you with it. How does that? You don't? Do you really want that headline in the fucking news? Jesus. I mean, that's great. If you're, geez, boy, I tell you what, legal team scrambles to find argument.
Yeah,
is not a good sign.
So yeah,
this is about the documents.
I think it's about a lot of the different things.
Oh, that the legal team scrambles to defend all the shit that Trump did. God, this is a warning to any other totalitarian president that rolls up. Get your lawyers together, you know.
Some of Trump's lawyers' efforts have appeared ineffective or misdirected.
That is a nice way to say they suck. They fucking suck and are doing a shitty fucking job. Misdirected? Misdirected? They're not, they're sucking. They're not doing the right things. That's right. They're not filing the right shit. Who are these lawyers?
He doesn't hire the best.
Who are these?
He can't hire the best because nobody wants to work with him because he doesn't pay people and he doesn't listen.
There must be some lawyer that Putin has shit on that could help Trump. I mean, God, you know, Putin must have something on somebody that would help Trump. You know,
he's a little busy right now.
Doing what? Oh, the war still?
Yeah, war. Possibly dying.
Oh, yeah. Die, you motherfucker. What is he dying from exactly? Cancer or something?
Well, speculation, but yeah, people think the cancer. There's still people that, well, I think he's admitted that he in the past has used body doubles.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
And things.
Right, because he's been like sick at events or and something. Shit.
No, just to.
To what?
Because, I don't know, security reasons, or he just didn't feel like going.
Right.
So he sends one of his body doubles to.
Right.
Go and wave out the window and.
Jeez. God, the life of a Putin body double.
Or go make the walk from the jet to the limo, you know.
Every day the body double has to come in and get weighed next to Putin and make sure the weight's the same and it doesn't fluctuate. If it does, they shoot him.
Oh, I feel some sneezes coming out.
God bless you. Wait, I take it back. You gotta sneeze first or it doesn't work. Is that correct?
You've just ruined it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've now cursed me. My eyes are going to blow out of my head.
Send the rules about sneezing again. I forgot.
I don't know if we should jinx it or not, even though I don't believe in this shit.
You didn't sneeze.
But I know it kind of went away.
Oh.
It'll come back. Hurricane season has been the quietest in 25 years this year.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, don't say anything. What's going on? What's happening?
I don't know. It's a dry air and wind shear has foiled Atlantic storm development.
Ooh.
But that's no guarantee
of
calm seas and skies ahead.
Right. And there's no guarantee that whatever is going to happen otherwise isn't going to be shitty. Like,
yeah, maybe it's saving it up for one big one.
Yeah. Or maybe we're going to get an influx of super predators in this area.
Nature's you mean good. Republicans or?
Oh, yeah. We already have those.
We're represented by one.
Oh, yeah. He's super.
The, what else is going on as I scroll up in my spreadsheet? Oh, this is, I guess, good news.
Yes.
This is Bleed Over from Faithless Friday.
Jesus, Bleed Over.
We have an activist here in Florida.
Okay.
But he's trolling Texas right now.
Right.
And this is, we've talked about him before, Chaz Stevens. I think he might be the upside down crucifix dildo Jesus guy.
Does he put that on a business card?
Do you remember that? And
I mean, is this like
he's an atheist activist here in Florida.
What is it?
He's also demanded to be able to do invocations and stuff like that.
Dildo Jesus, I hope you're able to do this what you want.
I think I want to say he's the guy
upside down dildo
that did
crucifixion Jesus.
I don't want to Google dildo Jesus because God knows what I'll get.
Yeah. Bill Gates is like, oh, look what that vile experience is into. Jeez. I'm dildo Jesus. I am.
Jackhammer Jesus, dildo. Oh, okay.
That's his name?
Is a product he put out.
Oh, okay.
Then there's also, but he did an artwork where it was an upside, like Jesus was hanging upside down on the cross like that.
That would be super uncomfortable. I think he would die quicker. If you were crucified upside down, that would fucking suck.
Man places satanic cross in front of Hallandale Beach City Hall.
Woo!
Devil cross goes up.
Fuck you! What do you think's gonna happen? That devil magic is just...
Well, so anyway...
Yeah.
He is now trolling the morons of Texas, only because they haven't gotten there yet here. With this law that we covered that they have passed, because so much is perfect in Texas. The legislature there has the time to mandate that every fucking school and government building have a In God We Trust plaque somewhere proudly proclaimed.
We're so stupid. Are you afraid? These are people who are like, you took a picture of me. You captured my soul.
So you remember the part of the law was that, well, the state can't buy these.
Yeah.
But they should have private individuals donate them.
Okay.
Remember? And there's some fucking fuckwad who's donating, you know, 500 and God We Trust signs to some schools. And so this guy now.
Oh, awesome. I love it.
And this is, I don't know what it's at now, but he's raised, this is as of last Thursday.
Right.
I'll see if I can find the link. Here we go. It's a GoFundMe. Well, that's a hell of a lot more. The story just became bigger. Because as of last Thursday, he had $14,000 raised.
Damn, that's
for
good.
For what he wanted to do.
Okay.
As of right now, it's $41,000.
Oh, shit.
He's making In God We Trust signs to send.
Oh, that's nice.
To Texas.
Yes.
And ask that they be put up as per the law.
Right.
The catch is they say In God We Trust in Arabic.
Oh, okay. Oh. What's wrong with that then? It says the same fucking thing.
And part of the Christianists' view is that, well, we all worship the same God.
Right. What if you say...
And God We Trust just means the global God, like God. We trust God. It's your individual God.
Well, they shouldn't have a problem with this then. They don't... Does this bother anyone?
He's raising money.
Right. That's great.
The Arabic text is meant to invoke Islam, some Christians' discomfort with that faith, some. He's hoping even one school to hang up the poster. In his view, making a point about applying the controversial statute evenly to people of any religion or no religion.
Right, right. How about nothing? Can't we keep our Scott Guyology in our home or in our...
But it's kind of a win-win, because if the school rejects... if all the schools reject his poster,
yes,
he plans to file a lawsuit and challenge that statute itself.
Oh, awesome.
Because look, it's not being applied equally.
Genius. This guy's using his brain. That's cool.
Although this Christo-fascist SCOTUS we have right now, we need to get rid of that motto. It's blatantly.
Yes.
And obviously unconstitutional.
In God We Trust. What does that even mean?
It's on our money.
How is that practical?
Every time I look at our money, I feel shit being flung in my face for my lack of beliefs in any sky gods.
It makes you feel like it's extremist. To put on your money In God We Trust is crazy. There is no God. There you go. So now you're trusting in something that doesn't exist.
Well, in which God?
Have a ball.
Which God?
A ball. Oh, I don't know.
What about all the Hindus that live here?
No.
About all your Scientologists?
Well, no, sorry. It's bleeding Jesus from the cross, okay?
It's a Christian country.
Yeah.
This joins a history of challenges to the national motto. Courts have consistently rejected. It also adds fuel to the political firestorm that in recent years has turned schools in Republican-led states into cultural war battlegrounds. Fights are erupting over book banning, how race and gender are taught, religious practice on school grounds.
Yay! Shit.
Texas State Senator Brian Hughes.
Yeah.
spit his name.
I've never heard of this
who
guy.
Who sponsored the sign law.
God.
Said the Arabic posters don't meet the statute's requirements.
Oh, fuck you.
And don't have to be posted in schools. He pointed to quotation marks around the phrase, "In God We Trust," to suggest that a school only has to hang a donated sign with those words in English.
What?
That's all they're required to do. But they are free to post other signs in as many languages as they want to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yes.
So does that mean the atheists can have an arrow that says, "This is bullshit, there is no God. I want our sign."
With an arrow to next
pointing
to that.
To "In God We Trust."
That's genius. Yes, absolutely you should be able to have that.
So we'll be able to put those up, right, Texas? Right, Christian fuckwad theocrat dick?
I feel like part of this, the problem with religion is like, we're not finding a good way for people that believe in their religion to not shove it up our asses. And I think the key is just not having it in government at all.
Yeah, they thought of that a couple hundred years ago.
I know. Maybe explain that to somebody again. Maybe.
Because of the Christo ninnies that they had to deal with back across the pond. And they're like, we don't want to have to deal with these motherfuckers running our country or having their religious bullshit involved in our secular government decisions.
Well, Republicans can't get elected, right, without using all this Jesus shit as a wedge issue or some.
Well, they have to because, you know,
they suck.
They have to court smaller and smaller and more extreme lunatics to sign on to their bullshit.
What do you mean? You got to find crazy people that want to give rich assholes even more of a tax break?
Well, yeah, because nobody will say that is good.
A crazy person can love it.
Right.
You can make a crazy person think that's a good thing for them.
Or it's not a deal breaker as long as you don't take my guns and make sure
abortion.
That all those whores have to have those beautiful babies that,
yay.
That when they're raped.
That everybody hates. They hate your babies. They don't like your babies when it's a baby. They like it when it's a fetus.
Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, you put up the skin color chart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What color is that, baby?
Blue.
Sorry.
We're arresting you.
So there you go. And we need more of this. We need more of the satanic temple.
Yes.
We need more Satanists. We need more Hindus. Step the fuck up, people. We need more Jews, all these non-Christians.
Wicked.
Fight back against these motherfuckers, because your hocus pocus is equally as valid as theirs.
Right.
In this country.
And how do they fight back? What are you saying? Like, vote?
Yeah.
Vote better.
Vote those motherfuckers out.
Yeah, that would be nice. Wouldn't that be nice?
Wave. A tsunami. Give
well,
us,
isn't there a good chance that Florida's going to have Val Demings?
Look at all the good shit happening in California.
Oh, but fuck them. Everybody
all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, California's a hellhole. Look at all people leaving California and coming to Texas.
Is that true, though? Or is there a mass exodus of California?
No more than a mass influx.
Right.
Like, it's, yeah, a lot of people move from California to Texas. Guess what? A lot of people move from Texas to California.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every year, too.
Right, and I'm sure you're going to see, I mean, if we're not able to do something with these loony fucking abortion laws, won't we see a mass exodus from the South if people can leave?
Yeah, and I think in general,
it's... Or fuck, it was like, we'll just...
It's just the tip of the iceberg, abortion, it's going to be everything. They're going after same-sex marriage. They're going they're going to go after birth control.
God. We're being assholes. Sorry.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
I guess this is good. This is crazy that this was even fucking happening. But a judge has ruled an Ohio judge for the side of good, I guess.
Yes.
I think in this case. As the pandemic unfolded in the spring of 2020, an EduCause, what an interesting group, survey, EduCause, found that an increasing number of students who had very little choice but to take tests remotely.
Yes.
Were increasingly putting up with potential privacy invasions from schools.
Right.
2 years later, for example, now it is considered common practice that some schools record students throughout remote tests to prevent cheating, while others have been conducting scans of the room.
Oh my, I see.
That this. They're in when the test begins.
Jesus. I mean, but that's like your Zoom calls getting recorded, right? And you're taking the test and they can see.
Right.
That
and then they've got some like fucked up software or something that they're scanning the bedroom you're in or whatever.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue.
But now in an apparent privacy win for students everywhere, an Ohio judge ruled that the latter practice of scanning rooms is not only an invasion of privacy, but a violation of the Fourth Amendment's guaranteed protection against all unlawful searches in American homes.
Right.
A Cleveland State University student, Aaron Ogletree, agreed to a room scan before a chemistry exam.
Okay.
Even though his teacher had changed their policy, and he didn't expect it to happen before the test.
So it happened before the, but what would that matter before the test?
Because there were others in his home, he took the test in his bedroom where he said he had sensitive tax documents spread out on one of the surfaces.
Oh my God.
Those confidential documents could not be moved before the test and were visible in the room that was scanned and recorded.
Jesus.
And that was shared with other students.
What? Why are you sharing the scan?
After the test, he sued Cleveland State for violating Fourth Amendment rights. And yesterday, Ohio Judge J. Philip Calabrese decided yesterday that Ogletree was right. These room scans are unconstitutional.
It's fucking insane. That nobody should be trusted to do that and not do something fucked up with the information they find.
Before the decision, Cleveland State defended its room scanning practice by saying it had become common practice during the pandemic and therefore more acceptable. Well, you know.
Who's scanning people? Are people scanning your rooms when you go on Zoom and shit? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this technology where you get on some sort of like video conference platform and then there's some. What
and he only agreed to it because he thought, well, once the test starts, you know, you can look at my room and make sure I'm not using notes or there's nothing here. That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to scan it all day.
But, you know, hey, an hour or so before the test when you're laying there ripping one off, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, boy. This scanning technology, we immediately have to get a handle on this because pervs are going to love this shit. I sound like QAnon. You know, I'm just kidding.
They're saying it was his fault. He should have removed any sensitive documents from the room.
Fuck you!
Or take the test in a different room.
Go fuck yourself. I am on a video conference. I would think that papers not in the frame of the camera.
Right.
I have a my expectation that those will remain private is reasonable, isn't it? I don't know that you're going to do a fucking room scan and scan everything in the fucking room, you assholes. Fuck you, man.
So a Cleveland State spokesperson said, as directed by the court, Cleveland State University's counsel will confer with Mr. Ogletree's counsel on appropriate next steps. Ensuring academic integrity is essential to our mission and will guide us as we move forward.
Go fuck yourself. You shared all my shit with my classmates. I want to fucking sue you now. That's insane. You share my tax documents with all my dumb fucking classmates. What the fuck?
And this is, it's also at the teacher's discretion, it said. Ultimately, because Cleveland State unevenly used room scans, they are optional at the teacher's discretion. And what? The school had various other methods to combat cheating. The judge said the room scans could be considered, could not be considered a justified privacy invasion. He also said because of the pandemic and Ogletree's family's health concerns,
yes,
it prevented the student from accessing other options like in-person testing. Any student who valued privacy would have to sacrifice their right to privacy at home to remain enrolled. That benefit Unlike the loss of benefits from social support programs without agreeing to a home search by the state, does not outweigh the loss of privacy to students. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, dude. They're saying if you're going to remote learn, we get to search your bedroom every time you turn this software on.
Right, right, right.
That's great. Thank you. That's insane. We're going to do a room scan. Scan this motherfucker.
The judge also said he had issue with the state's argument, or with Cleveland State's argument, that the room scans work at all to prevent cheating.
Like, they don't do anything. I'm a little confused, too. Like, how does that... Do they look for other screens or other electronic devices on that might have?
I guess, yeah. The plaintiff provided evidence, however, that it doesn't always work. The judge suggested perhaps there isn't enough evidence on the efficacy of room scans, but it seems likely his decision could shut down the practice at schools nationwide before any study could be conducted to support any future claims.
Or maybe we can get some people together that aren't fucking stupid, and you could spend 25 minutes just brainstorming other ways to handle, I don't even know if this is a problem, cheating at home. See if smart people could think of something that's not a fucking room scan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Scan the whole fucking room.
And even though he said this may be, the judge kind of said, even though this may be kind of a small thing, the slippery slope.
Right.
By allowing this one, what are they going to say you should allow?
What if
that's the conservative? Well, if you're not doing anything wrong,
oh yeah,
what do you care if we listen in on your phone conversations? If you're not doing anything wrong, what do you care about having cameras in your living room so that you worship the dear leader every day?
Why don't you guys just have somebody open a window that's remote learning and have a drone come in and hover over the person's head, and if it looks like they're cheating, they'll just zap them with like a fire wand or something.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Ooh, well, the black ones. Just the black ones.
Lindsay's like, send over a drone.
Not the rich white kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to pay money so that the drones don't fly into their houses.
Their drones come over there and suck them off while they're cheating.
And do the test for them.
Oh, what test? Yeah, you're right. Maybe smart people can think of a way that's not anything that we describe, right? Somebody can figure out a way around this problem. Room scans.
Right.
That's stupid. That is the dumbest fucking solution to a problem I've ever heard of. People might be cheating when they're remote learning. Maybe we should do a scan of everything in the room to make sure there's what? Notes that you're not allowed to have or some shit?
But yeah.
And then what if you find something that's like cheating material? What do you do with that? You take him to court?
You have to hook an electrode up to your genitals.
Oh, I know.
And they instantly send 500 volts through.
Well, that's an idea, though. Why don't they just monitor, make it so when you're taking tests, you can't move your retinas from the screen. Like, you can't move your retinas outside the scope of the screen.
The clockwork orange you so that you're...
So, like, if you move and you look at something else, if you move your eyeballs, they know that you're cheating.
Early in the week, everybody, we do this every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Right.
There is no question. It isn't even debatable. The number one book that was referenced by the founders across the board when they're putting this nation together was the Bible. A distant second was the great French philosopher Montesquieu, then the English philosopher John Locke, and others. But it was the Bible. In fact, you can take the Declaration of Independence apart and you can find scripture.
You can't.
Is this Michelle Bachman?
It's Michelle Bachman. Oh, yeah.
Let me take
the mellifluous tones of Michelle Bachman.
God, look at all the scripture I'm finding. Jeez.
The number one book that was referenced.
Maybe it's a micro dot. Maybe there's a micro dot of the Bible inside the Declaration of Independence.
Didn't we listened to that fraud David Bartman or Barton not too long ago saying something similar that and he gave an example of, oh yeah, this is exactly, it was nothing, there was nothing to do with it.
I honestly, this isn't the same clip we played before. This is different.
This is a new one. Yeah, she just said this.
Jeez.
Bible. In fact, you can take the Declaration of Independence apart and you can find scripture. for almost every portion, the Constitution, Scripture, for almost every portion, because these were some of the most brilliant geniuses ever assembled, and they wanted to get it right. They weren't perfect, but they wanted to get it right, and they sought the Lord, and this is the document they came up with.
What the fuck?
It's just such a lie. It's such a lie.
They sought the Lord, and this is the document they came up with. They sought the Lord. What is she talking about? They sought the Lord, meaning they prayed?
She's trying to prove that this is why they should kill us all and take over the nation.
Oh, okay.
In the Lord's name, because, you know.
Right. Well, checkmate. You got me, Michelle Bachmann. You know, come over and kill us, I guess. Thank you. Jeez.
Is this real?
Did people like Michelle Bachmann in Congress? Did she get along with anyone? Or
I think, do you remember when she and Louie and Steve, the guy from Iowa,
Steve King is the Nazi, though.
The three of them went to the Middle East.
Right.
And rented a Holiday Inn Express kind of a room and put up a podium and used the congressional seal, and they got in big trouble.
They're in Congress, aren't they?
Yeah, but they weren't officially sanctioned to represent anyone over there. The three of them went over there. this is from Truth Social.
Woo!
This is spectacular.
Snowflakes.
So now it comes out conclusively that all caps lock.
Oh shit.
The FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election.
I didn't see this. This is amazing news. Where is this? Where is this news?
On caps lock.
Okay.
Zuckerberg was on with Rogan the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And incel jizz fountains everywhere.
Yay!
because...
Where do you get that incel
Zuckerberg jizz mentioned, fountain? Even though he said that the FBI did not specifically say, don't push the Hunter Biden story.
Right.
They did nerf it, because they felt it fell under misinformation or disinformation.
Right, of course.
And that the FBI had said, you guys got to, you know, get a handle on that shit.
Yeah. Okay.
And now the conservatives are losing their minds saying, look. The FBI said to bury the Hunter story. And every poll says that 99% of the people that voted for Biden, if they had heard that Hunter Biden story, they wouldn't have voted for him. And Trump would have won 99.9 to 0.01.
How many fucking things have to happen for Trump to end up in the White House? Everybody's got all these... Trump actually said something. There's some article in Salon about Trump's plan to have the election recalled. I mean,
I'm not done.
Oh,
knowing that if they didn't, Trump would have easily won the 2020.
Excuse me, is he Trump? Is he saying Trump? Like,
yes, he talks about himself in the third person. Okay. Presidential election. This is massive caps lock fraud and election interference. Unlock.
Okay.
At a level never seen before in our country. Remedy. All caps, print, or colon.
Okay.
Oh, you said colon. Declare the red for the winner, or comma, and this would be the minimal solution, comma. Declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new election immediately.
Okay. Someone. Hi, can I speak to Ivanka? Yes. Ivanka?
Oh, yes.
You need to go get your dad, or...
We don't talk that much anymore.
Well, Melania, is Melania available? Does anybody know where Melanie is? Is she still there with him?
Don sees...
I got the fuck
Melania
out of
Melania even less than he sees Ivanka.
He wants to bury me in the Goofy Golf.
Why do I have to go to your ex-wife's funeral?
He's already... Donald already knows your Melania is going to be buried to help him with the taxes. Well, you're not going to outlive Melania, you dumb fuck. Does he think that?
Oh, thanks to someone on Twitter for subtweeting us. And,
yes.
And tweeting the reality winner meme that you put up.
Yeah, yeah.
To at GOP chairwoman, that's Ronna McDaniel.
Oh, okay.
At Leader McConnell, at GOP leader, that's Kevin McCarthy.
Yes.
At Senate GOP, at
thank
House
you.
GOP, at Jim
right.
Jordan.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And at Lindsey Graham.
Oh, fuck.
Woohoo. Wouldn't it be great if one of those motherfuckers responded to it?
Can somebody please forward that tweet to Devin Nunes's cow, if you don't mind?
We like Devin Nunes' cow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true. What's he doing? What are they doing?
Still shitting on Devin.
Well, a cow is a she.
It's pretty easy.
Correct? It's always a she.
A bull is a male.
A male.
Yes.
Just a male. The she. What is she doing lately?
I don't know. We should.
Still twatting all
Shelby, you want to look into that?
Oh, yeah. Shelby, that's an animal. That's one of your guys. Okay.
Also, so that was, what was that? Michelle Bachmann.
Hi, Michelle Bachmann just said some stupid shit. What did she talk about again? What was that?
The Bible was the number one referenced.
Who gives a fuck?
Book by the founders when they created this great nation.
If Jesus came back to earth, he would be like, hey, you and your husband do this shit where you beat people. You beat the gay out of them because you think that's what I want. Go fuck yourself. You're going. Both of you are going to hell. Both of them. Right?
Well, I mean, there's no hell, but...
But know, if...
It would be, yeah.
If Jesus actually existed...
Oh, Jesus would hate these motherfuckers.
Oh, my God, dude.
Who do you want to hear from?
Boo.
Do you want to hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Okay.
Or... Kent Christmas.
Ooh, God. I'm going to go with Kent Christmas. Hopefully there'll be time to hear MTG.
In this hour, saith God, this judgment that's going to begin to take place will finish at the end of 2022, and then the angel of death will be released to the nations, and they will begin to walk into government houses. They will begin to walk into secret places. They will begin to walk into the dens of demons. And
dens of demons.
Is he doing some vocal work there? That's what it looks like. This is like he's doing short, you know, bursts from his diaphragm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think this is a vocal thing. We shouldn't make fun of it. This is actually his breathing technique.
And the hand of God will be released, saith the Lord. For this is my hour. This is my earth. You are my people. And I will no longer bow down to sin in the earth. I'm going to raise up even sinners who...
Anyway.
God damn. We get it. You're a fucking asshole. You probably hate gay people. I'm sure you're a racist. You had an amazing wardrobe.
He goes on to declare that God, this wonderful loving God of his,
yeah,
is going to release a death angel to take out
death angel?
The evil political leaders.
Oh, good.
Will stand in reverence for me, saith God, for I am a sacred God. I am a holy God. I am a righteous God, saith the Lord. And I have been maligned, pushed aside, spit on, and put down.
Ooh,
but
yes,
in this hour, saith the Lord, the King of kings and the Lord of lords is rising to his feet and shaking himself. Shout, saith God. God, for my word will come back fulfilled, saith the Lord.
God, take a breath.
He was reading.
Oh, was he?
I will say he was reading. That was not off
Kent.
The cuff.
Where is this speaking in tongues? La da bing bing dooby dooby ding ding dee dee ba 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 ba.
You know, I only played like 15 seconds of that Kunamon clip. It goes on.
Oh, does it really?
I should look it up and play it. I'll play it throughout the show.
I think Kent Christmas is impossible. Hey, how do people like listening to that? I find it...
It's annoying after 5 seconds of what I'm listening to.
It's abuse. It's verbal abuse, sir. It feels like someone's yelling at you, and they are. They're telling you, like,
I bring this 2020 election. I bring this illegal administration as a prophet to the court of heaven now for the righteous king. Matere, the righteous judge.
I mean, here's a good sign, though. They did pan out, and where the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm going to say the first 5 rows are pretty packed. Yeah,
that is.
They've got, you know, when you start getting into row 6 and 7, yeah, it's getting a little more sparse. So I do feel a little bit better that whatever converted Toys R Us they're in.
Yeah.
That isn't full to the brim.
This is hipster Christians, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Hank's rocking.
They're very hip.
He's got black jeans on, a black T-shirt tucked into his gunt.
I think I like Hank Kunamon's.
Black flannel, like, yeah, opened all the way.
I like your presentation better than Kent's. I mean, for what it's worth.
The righteous judge.
Wait for it. There it is.
Damn!
Naya Kayata
is so much fun.
How
it is?
I mean, it's
Soroka.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to figure out
Simataroka
how any semi sentient being could believe any of that shit.
I don't know.
It baffles me.
Samakamagate. What was it?
I mean, you could believe in woo or whatever, and Muzo you could say, well, I don't know. I believe in the force or whatever. But if you believe in some like actual like anthropomorphic God.
Yeah. If you believe in this shit,
that's doing, yeah, and you're sending money to charlatans like this prancing
skidly booba
fuck dildo. I just don't. Right. I don't. It baffles me.
Yeah, this guy's straight up entertainment though. That we're listening to the entertainment industry.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. He's no Greg Locke, but yeah, he's no Greg Locke.
What is he? What were the phrases? Shigi. Heggy, what was it?
Shagakayata.
Shagakayata, Shagakayata, Shagakayata.
Something like that.
What does that mean? He said it three fucking times.
If you don't know, then you don't have the spirit.
Shagatayaka, Shagatayaka, Shagatayaka. He said it three times. It must be something incredibly meaningful. Right? It all is, right?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Why can't you tell us what it is? If it's God saying shit through you, shouldn't you tell everybody what he's saying, or can you?
Well, I mean,
you see, our problem is we want God to fill us, but we're already full. We're full of ourselves. We're full of a buck wild culture. We're full of ungodly music. Uh-huh. We're full of the doctrines of demons.
Wait for it.
We're full of heaviness, depression, fear, anxiety, doubt, stress, addiction. We're so full, God can't fill us.
Jeez.
And there's only one remedy.
Maybe God could use a strap-on or something.
Right.
Or
yeah.
He's having some size problems.
That's God's problem, not mine.
And there's only one remedy to getting full from what God wants to give you, and that's emptying yourself out before the Lord.
Empty yourself out before the Lord.
Don't mind if I do, God.
Like when you have a colonoscopy.
Right. Get all up in there. What is he talking about?
It's religious bullshit.
I think, hey, Greg, I think you need some more material. I think you're just starting to say weird
emptying
shit.
Your soul out.
Ooh, yes.
Cleaning out the closets of your mind, of your home, of your marriage, blessing your house, cleansing your home, cleansing your life, just pouring out your soul. Just give it all to God. He already knows.
Meanwhile, I can't. Is that a Stratocaster in the background? Like a
pouring out your God.
A nice guitar that's sitting there unplayed. Probably. Those musicians are probably really good. And
pouring out your soul. Just give it all to God. He already knows what it is anyhow.
Oh, okay.
You say, well, I'd be ashamed to talk to God like that. You ought to be ashamed not to talk to God like that.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it, so I'm going. When's the last time you just got in God's presence and you just poured out your soul?
Oh, he just poured out. You hear that? He's pouring out a bottle of water out on.
Oh, God.
Just poured it out. Just wept in his presence.
Well, yeah. God's like, please don't.
Had a worship service with no band and no people around.
Fuck that.
Just worship. You ought to try it sometime. Try it in your house. Try it in your kitchen. Try it in the shower. Maybe you always sound better in the shower.
Maybe you shouldn't do the tithing, too.
Driving down the road. Sitting at your desk. Walking in the woods.
Come on.
Riding on a bicycle.
Okay.
I don't care where you're at, what you're doing. When's the last time you just poured out your soul?
Pull out your dick. Pull out your dick. Pull out your soul. Pour out yourself.
Oh, my God. Where is this? This is a treasure trove of short, very recent Pastor Greg Locke.
Greg,
this is his rumble.
You better not pour out your shit on me, man. I don't really want to get your shit poured on.
I am sick to the gills.
Gills.
Of watered down, lukewarm, powerless, dyed in the wool, denominational religion. That has no power, no pizzazz, no miracles, no excitement, and they try to explain the whole Bible away and say, well, God don't work that way anymore. Well, guess what? Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
God don't work that way no more.
Shit.
He's really trying to shit on every organized religion.
Oh, and, absolutely.
And let them know that he's the only one with the, yeah, with the answers.
Right.
There you go, everyone, Greg Locke.
Yeah, that guy is a showman. They all are, though, really. Hank Kuhneman especially. I mean, he's got a whole thing going on. Maybe he is. Hank Kuhneman is the self-proclaimed number one prophet.
Yeah, very angry when people call him out for saying,
I understand,
next Saturday Trump will be president again, right. And then Saturday comes and Trump's not president. He gets really sensitive
about
that.
Well, and also, I would say, look at my show, too. I obviously have the best shit, so I got the best drummer, the best, you know, orchestra, all the best cameras, the best bullshit. I'm the best prophet too. Greg Locke is not a prophet. He's just a fucking preacher. He never tongue talks.
Oh yeah, I don't know that we have any clips of Greg Locke speaking in tongues. I wonder how he feels about that.
Yeah.
Pat Robertson doesn't.
Greg
Locke
doesn't
speaking in tongues
like it
either.
Because he's accused a lot of his fellow preachers of fucking kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did he do that one week?
Yeah, Joel Osteen and Kenneth Copeland got pointed out specifically.
Jeez.
By Greg Locke.
Right.
Good news?
Yes.
A Fulton County judge has ordered Governor Brian Kemp to testify.
Damn!
In a special grand jury investigation into former President Donald Trump and associates' attempts to interfere in the 2020 election.
While we're at it, can we also have someone look into Brian Kemp's attempt to interfere into the gubernatorial election?
This current one?
No, that year with Stacey Abrams.
Oh, well.
That year with Stacey Abrams where he fucking cheated.
This year coming, this coming one, you mean?
You think he's going to cheat again?
Oh, the Fulton County Superior Court judge ruled today that Kemp will appear before a grand jury.
Yay!
Following the November 8th election, so they're putting it off for a couple months.
Okay.
In which the Republican will face Democrat Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
The judge rejected arguments the governor should not be forced to testify because of sovereign immunity. What is going on?
Fuck?
Why does that exist?
That sounds like medieval bullshit. Like, Kemp doesn't live in a castle in Game of Thrones land with a sword.
Which protects the state from being sued without its consent and dismissed claims that the Fulton court had no power to enforce the subpoena. These executive branch motherfuckers really think that the Republicans, I should say, really think that there should be no accountability and they should not have to answer to any of the other branches of government. That's not how it works.
Right. And that's just their thing, though. They can't stand it. They just want to be a victim. I think that's what they like, honestly.
Do you want to go out in the world, dog? The sun's getting hot in here. Oh, yeah. I opened up one of the doors. Kemp's lawyers argued that since a special grand jury cannot criminally indict someone like a regular grand jury can, the Fulton probe should be considered a civil lawsuit, and therefore he should be exempt. But the judge is like, no fucking way. Get in, fucking testify, you asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not. Nobody's above the law. They're saying because he is a former governor, there's no way a state can compel him to a subpoena.
Meanwhile, Lindsay scored a victory when the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals delayed his testimony.
Yes.
His attorneys now have until Wednesday to respond to the judge, who will decide how much Graham can be compelled to talk about.
Yay, okay.
So he may still have, he still has to go. Now they're, I guess, talking about what he has to talk about. I don't know what the fuck.
Jeez.
What a fucking scumbag.
It's complicated. What are you talking about, Lindsay? He's problematic.
Man. Graham contacted the Georgia Secretary of State's office twice following Election Day 2020 to ask about disallowing questionable absentee ballots. A call that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger called concerning.
Shit, we've got some concerning shit going on over here with Lindsay. Oh, shit.
Fulton County prosecutor said, because Senator Graham largely repeats the same arguments he has already presented, he has failed to respond to this court's own findings. The most glaring example of this is the heart of the senator's position, that, reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
That his phone calls to Secretary Raffensperger were by the nature inherently in legislative acts, and that the special purpose grand jury inquiry actually only contemplates the phone calls.
I don't understand what that means. What do
he's
you mean?
Saying, I'm a senator and I'm on all these committees that for legislative investigatory purposes, I can call up whoever the fuck I want and ask them whatever the fuck I want. But you can't tell them
to
find
to manufacture 11,378
votes. Whatever
that's
the
not an investigation.
Was.
That's right. Like, it's a fucking scheme, you dumb fuck.
You need to disallow those. That's all we need.
Are you a lawyer? Isn't Lindsay a fucking lawyer?
Yeah, he's a JAG.
Well, you know better.
Off.
Yeah, you know better. He knows better.
Of course he knows better. Compromat. Compromat was trending today because of him.
You think that...
The term compromat.
What do they have on him?
Everybody's look at Lindsay now. Tripling down and saying, oh, they're going to fucking ride if Trump, if they indict Trump. And they didn't indict Hillary.
Right.
And the social media world decided that Lindsay, what video do they have on Lindsay?
Well, of him like fucking a dude? I mean, who gives a shit? We know he's gay. Right? Don't people
That's why there's
got
to be more to
and
it.
I don't
that's
give
why there's
got
to be more to it.
Lindsay, I don't care what kind of fun parts you fuck around with. You're a fascist fuckface. Who cares? It's more than that. You think it's money?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he's like for like fucking kids or fucking sheep or fucking, you know, who the hell knows?
Right.
Black men. In South Carolina?
I don't know. Would people give a shit about
Republicans?
I guess they would. Yeah, Lindsay.
All of a sudden see video of Lindsay getting railed by... several large African
American
gentlemen.
They might like that at CPAC.
Secretly, but then outwardly they'd have to scream and get them out of here.
Just to make sure, I'm going to need a copy.
Give me
that.
A copy of that so I can analyze that at home.
Don't do a room scan.
Something is happening!
Damn, that.
There is a cut there. There is a little bit of a cut there.
The moment they go to the gig, I cut
after
something is happening. Jeez, some good shit there, guys. Jeez, can we see that number again? This time, we had more dancers. It's such a production. Danny, where are the chase lights? There's no chase lights. That's a fail. You know who would love to? Tommy Tune could choreograph some great, because that, like, it, like, it lends itself to, no, Fosse. It's more like Fosse.
Fosse, Fosse, Fosse.
It's amazing.
Oh, she didn't like this. Bobert tweeted, a kid-friendly drag show in Texas was guarded by masked Antifa guards armed with AR-15s. Remember, they only want your guns. They want to use theirs to protect their depravity. No, we're going to use ours to protect ours from you.
Right. You think, how does that work? I'm protecting my right to depravity.
We're going
to
show up with our AR-15s, but you better not because you don't like guns.
You guys are the bullies here. You're the problem. Right. You're the bad dogs at the dog park.
Yeah, they didn't like that at all. They're really upset about the
Biden comment.
Guys in the, no, the guys in the Antifa outfits protecting drag queen story hour. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Over the weekend?
Right. Well, sorry. Sorry, it's drag queen story hour. I mean, sometimes, at some point, you guys have to grow up, right?
Who?
The GOP and the conservatives. Oh, yeah. And just, it's drag queen story hour. That's all it is. It's fun. You should go to it. But now we have to have guards because you're fucking crazy.
What else have we got going on? Yeah, these motherfuckers. Why didn't they? Let's see, drag queen story hour. I'm trying to find the exact.
The story.
The specific story.
I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's such an odd thing to focus on. Who attends drag queen story hours? You're like 500 fucking people there with jumbotrons? I mean, it's just
probably
people
like 10 people, yeah.
It's in a fucking library. It is at most 30 people watching someone in a dress read a book.
Yeah.
And then, you know what, though? Who knows where that person pees later?
Anti-trans protesters storm library to shout hateful abuse during drag queen story hours.
Fuck the fuck off.
This is the drag queen performing story hour. This is the drag queen teaching people, teaching little kids how to suck cock.
Right, absolutely. Who's walking up to that person?
Well, that's
the protester.
With a sign. You've crossed the line. So this white asshole has walked up and she's got a sign that says, I can't read what it says. But she's like, you crossed the line. And she's just gotten up on stage. The parents are singing for their kids to try to drown out this vile creature that just waddled in.
It's just one waddler walked in. God.
So they're trying to drown out. Now the bitch is yelling at the drag queen who's sitting in a chair in the back now.
Right, just
trying
ignoring
to
her.
Wait for this to happen. Yeah, and she's getting in the drag queen's face. And now she's finally being physically escorted off the stage. Huh?
Quit fucking with the drag queen story hour stuff.
So that means we get to come into your Sunday.
Your church.
Yeah. Let's go do that.
Oh, they would shoot you.
Of course.
They would fucking shoot you.
These people are insane. You guys are fucking thugs.
Yeah. Thugs. Find out the, where these people live.
It's thuggery.
And yeah. Protest in front of their house. No violence, of course.
Right,
ever.
Right.
But they're going into protected spaces. You stand outside their protected spaces.
Right, right. I mean, you're bullies. These people are bullies. It's stupid.
They're just vile.
And it sucks because, you know, you're fucking with a bunch of kids at this cool event. And then somebody shows up to protest. Now it's about something different than it was. That sucks.
Yeah. Roanoke. Today, a group of armed Antifa members came to Roanoke, Texas to support a drag queen event.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Right, it sounds like a good idea.
Texas is open carry. What's wrong with that, bitches?
Yeah.
What's wrong, whiny little Christians? What's wrong? This is what you want. You want everybody armed right. to the teeth.
And I'm sorry, not to be an asshole, but you guys seem kind of dangerous. Hostile. I mean, you guys are the very people that you say everybody needs to be protected from with guns, right? I mean, they behave that way.
Yeah.
You are the people shooting up places.
Oh, this maggot. Meanwhile, Roanoke, Texas, a pedo drag queen kid-friendly show went ahead. Antifa were there protecting the event armed with AR-15s because they are pedophiles, too.
That makes a lot of sense. All solid points. Congratulations. Somebody's parents huffed something when they were conceiving this person. This troll.
So gross.
It's bizarre. I mean, all it is theater. It's somebody dressing up in a costume to read a story.
Right. To the little kids. It's like a clown.
Yeah. And now you've made it so Antifa has to protect everybody.
Yeah. I don't, you know, be careful what you ask for.
Oh, yeah.
These open carry states.
But you guys made it fucking weird. I mean, right. it's insane that armed people have to feel like they need to protect the drag queen story out.
Right. And how stupid are these conservatives that think that they're the only ones with the guns?
Yeah, that seems crazy.
And they're the only ones who should be allowed to display the guns in public.
Right. That seems like it's their thing. They like that.
Armed Antifa came to protect the drag queens.
Anti-fascist, by the way. It's anti-fascist. Say the whole thing if you're going to say Antifa. Anti-fascist, you fucking idiots. That is a good thing. Anti-fascists are good things. Is that tough?
I do feel that my role is to do the best I can to tell the truth to a country that gets lied to a lot.
It's Rudy Giuliani.
Is this a new Rudy clip?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. There's no farts in this one.
I mean, we don't know that.
Yeah.
Truth to a country that gets lied to a lot and a country that's living through an extraordinary, Iron Curtain of censorship where...
Iron Curtain of censorship.
I love it. Is that all?
Yeah, that's all. It's just a 15 second.
God damn.
It's only 15 seconds.
Oh, that was good shit, though. Extraordinary. Shouldn't he be in jail? Or what's going on with him?
He's got some stuff he's dealing with, too. Yeah. What is this one? Rudy Giuliani's lawyer said he had no idea a Ukrainian oligarch's company bankrolled his travel expenses.
What the fuck? Don't listen, man. Where did all these travel expenses go? Why did I not have to pay them? No one's ever...
A company owned by Ukrainian oligarch Dmitry Firtash covered tens of thousands of dollars in Rudy Giuliani's travel expenses, the New York Times reported. Giuliani's lawyer, Bob Costello,
go fuck yourself,
said his client he had no idea. He didn't have any idea Firtash paid for those trips in 2019.
Wasn't Rudy trying to go around the world to
look for stuff to find on Hunter Biden. Yes, isn't that what he was doing? Well, that was important, though, right?
Firtash's lawyer, Lanny Davis, said his client didn't authorize the expenses and attributed them to an assistant's error.
Oh, that you're blaming the admin.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Why didn't I had no idea I was paying for that.
You're calling people with your asshole. Didn't he marry his cousin?
Second cousin, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, second cousin.
But wasn't he another one that like had a wife with cancer that he dumped while she had cancer? Or was that just Newt?
Well, whoever it was a Republican, I think.
Well, Newt definitely did that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Didn't he serve her divorce papers like in the hospital on her deathbed?
Listen, at least he didn't bury her in a golf course. I don't think he did anyway. You guys are horrible to your wives, man. Just a casual observance, you know.
We've got other news.
Yes.
This is from this is interesting. The YouTube is piloting a program now based on a study from researchers at the University of Cambridge.
Right.
And Google.
Oh, okay. Google University?
That pre-bunking false information with short videos,
okay,
may have an effect to nudge people to actually be more critical of it.
Okay.
The study is part of an ongoing work in the field of mis and disinformation. It's encouraging news for researchers hoping to improve the ecosystem.
So they're putting out a bunch of short videos explaining why the earth is not flat.
Well, they're
why
try
gravity
some
is
places,
real,
yeah.
Why you should wear a mask, why you should get a vaccine, why...
The study, which also involved researchers from the University of Bristol and the University of Western Australia, Perth,
G'day.
Is one of several attempts to inoculate or pre-bunk people against disinformation instead of trying to debunk it after the fact.
Good luck. So you make people smart before they pre-smart.
Published in Science Advances, it recounts the impact of a video series about common tactics often used to spread false information, including scapegoating, false dichotomies, and appeals to emotion.
Oh, okay.
The roughly 90-second videos didn't discuss specific false narratives or whether a given piece of information was factual. So it teaches people about critical thinking skills.
Right, right. Well, that's important because everyone's stupid right now. Oh, this is great. So you put up short videos of a bunch of different things that are real.
Right.
To head off a bunch of disinformation. So you'll like put out a short video.
Either you stop watching the lamestream media or you want all puppies to die. Makes sense, right? No? Good, because it shouldn't. It's a common manipulation technique called a false dichotomy or a false dilemma. It's designed to make you think you only got two choices to choose from, when in reality, there are more. As with our little dilemma at the beginning, there's no reason why you can't watch mainstream media and want all puppies to live. The two don't rule each other out. And by presenting you with an option that is clearly undesirable and the option the manipulator wants you to pick, your choices are narrowed down for you. A famous example of a false dilemma is this one from Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
My allegiance is to the Republic, to democracy! If you're not with me, then you're my enemy.
Jeez. Well, it's like we're doing everything we can to keep the stupid people at bay. And they're like, maybe we'll make some short videos that make them smarter.
And we have to use Star Wars villains as an example of the thinking that is being pushed upon them.
I don't know, man. It seems very, I guess it's good, but it's desperate. You get to do
that. If you're not with me, then you're my enemy.
Anakin's claim that Obi-Wan is either with him or is his enemy is a clear case of false dichotomy. Obi-Wan is trying to prevent Anakin from joining the dark side, which naturally involves being critical of Anakin's choices.
But just because Obi-Wan disagrees with Anakin doesn't automatically make them enemies. Obi-Wan's reply is actually perfect.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Shit.
Only a Republican deals in absolutes.
This put up. This is good. Yeah.
Good old Obi. Well, be on the lookout for instances of false dichotomies in real life. They're more common than you think. But Truth Labs. When things are too black and white, dare to be gray.
That's it. And that stuff like this actually might help people.
Who do you think people root for in the Star Wars movies, though? I mean, do they root
for... They should show kids this shit in school.
Oh, yeah. But do you think some of these people root for Darth Vader and so it's going to be...
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah.
Their message is going to mean something different.
The study found encouraging results. 5 controlled studies involving 5,000 participants recruited online. People watched either one of the pre-bunking videos or a neutral video of similar length. Then they were shown fake social media posts, some of which used the tactic in the video. People who had seen the videos were significantly better at judging whether those posts used the manipulation tactic.
Yeah, that's cool.
And were significantly less likely to say they would share them.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good thing. Maybe that
so
will
you don't
help.
Go after their belief.
Right.
And say, hey, when Hannity says, if you don't vote for Trump, we're all going to get ass cancer.
You're saying that's not a reasonable.
Then
that's a false.
You
dichotomy.
Don't say, but you don't go after the person for what Hannity said.
Yes. Yes.
You show them this video.
Right. You show them the video.
And you hope it's too late for them to have already seen.
And if they don't,
Hannity,
if it doesn't do anything for them, just put a mask on and get away. Don't let him cough on you.
Groundbreaking new research shows that anybody who closes a video ad within the first 5 seconds is most likely to watch online advertising all the way through. Go on, think about that totally coherent statement for just a couple of seconds. Incoherence. Noun. The quality being illogical or inconsistent. If your goal is to defend a position at all costs, it doesn't really matter whether your reasons for doing so form the coherent whole. Because most people won't notice anyway. It's much easier to use the most convenient argument at hand. Even if this argument and a different argument you made earlier cannot both be true at the same time. It's useful to be on the lookout for such incoherent arguments. Being incoherent means being wrong.
This one might take a little more watching for them.
The incoherent argument is like Trump saying, the FBI planted these files, but I also declassified them.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Scapegoating?
Yes.
They love that one.
If this ad fails to get enough views, I, your humble voiceover artist, will be fired. And it'll be because of ad skippers like you.
How could you? How am I going to pay for Cujo's next pedicure?
Sorry. What I did to you there was take a complex problem, like how hard it is to get people to view ads, and singled out a specific group such as ad skippers as being entirely responsible. This is a common tactic called scapegoating. Wikipedia says it comes from the Bible. Of a pair of goats, one would be ritually sacrificed and the other, the scapegoat, would be released into the wilderness, metaphorically carrying with it people's transgressions and sins.
Oh, is that where that term came from? That's pretty fucked up.
Wasn't Hitler kind of famous for this one?
Sure.
Imagine there's an alien invasion. Some people might be tempted to use scapegoating to avoid being held responsible, but it's unlikely that a single individual, group, or goat is solely to blame. Here's an example of scapegoating from South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut. The children of South Park have started swearing prodigiously, in desperate need of someone or something to blame. The town's parent teacher association.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It's in
that.
The movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blame Canada!
Oh my god, scapegoat. That's right.
Times have changed! Our kids are getting worse! They won't obey their parents, they just want to fight and curse!
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No! Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
That's awesome. Didn't Robin Williams do a live version of this at the Oscars one year?
So I don't know. There you go. There may be hope.
Maybe people will watch those.
So now, I guess Google is trying to run the fuck out of these in certain parts of the world and seeing if it'll,
right?
You know, it's recommending it to people and stuff like that. So we shall see. Maybe.
Yes.
Sad that it takes this.
Right.
Something of this scope.
Well, I mean, I think. I think this is good, though. This is effective. I think people would watch that.
And it's short. It's a minute and a half.
Right. Because then maybe people won't want to be that if they watch that and understand it. They're like, I don't want to be.
You might think.
I don't want to be manipulated by somebody using the scapegoating thing.
Right.
Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it won't help. Maybe we're fucked anyway.
We finally have a vaccine for COVID.
But you may run into people who still want you to panic.
Yeah. They'll use tactics to manipulate smart, honest people like you.
Sometimes these people talk about vaccine injury.
UN scientists admitted that vaccines are killing people.
But actually, you're 1,000 times more likely to die in a car accident this year than to have a severe allergic reaction to the COVID vaccine.
Arm yourself with facts and don't fall for it.
Okay,
a short one.
That sucks.
It's kind of specific.
No, excuse me. Think about it again. Hire Michael Mann or something. Get a director in there. You're talking about, you're dealing with anti-vaxxers. That's not enough. That's bullshit.
So he's done brilliantly. Play on, says the referee. Now it's going to be a penalty kick for the Italians.
What an idiot. He should get his eyes checked. He's been bribed. He's been bought by the mafia.
In sports, as in life, it's easy to get emotionally involved. But sadly, the Bad News Corp have taken things too far. Staff watching the game resorted to name-calling, accusations of bribery, and made jokes about the ref's heritage. This is a manipulation tactic known as an ad hominem attack.
Ah, there you go.
They're demons.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all demons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're morphing into a demon.
Yeah.
He morphed into a demon.
Democrats are all demons. This isn't just politics anymore.
They're evil.
This is a fundamental. If you don't vote for Trump. He's kind of phoning it in right now.
Yeah. Is this Kent Christmas?
No, this is Hank still.
Oh, okay.
This is all the same clip.
This is more like jazz, like.
Yeah. He mixes it up. Maybe he speaks different languages.
I tell you what, do you think the orchestra resents this Hank Kunamon because they're like, I'm so talented. I'm an amazing drummer, keyboardist, guitarist, and no one gives a shit about me. But this
How
guy
much are they getting paid?
Oh, that's right. They are probably making a fuck ton of money.
We have some time left here in the big show. We'll be back tomorrow. Are we doing a show tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Tuesday. We might skip tomorrow.
We might skip tomorrow. So we'll be back Wednesday, everybody.
Yay.
Hump Day.
Jesus. Wait, that's not Faithless Friday. Not yet.
It might always.
It feels like Faithless Friday today.
Faithless life.
Love a ding dong dodo.
I feel like my voice is going for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
What
are you having the?
Huh?
The thing is, it.
No, I don't know. I just feel like my voice is like I'm.
Yeah.
I don't feel sick or anything.
Right.
It just feels like for some reason my voice is.
You cut down a bunch of weeds in the backyard.
Oh, it's probably the allergies.
You think you're having an allergy to the fuck is going on with nature? It's making you.
I did have a deal once. It was the
is
strangest thing. I did have actual laryngitis, like fucked up laryngitis once. It was I was literally in the middle of a rehearsal.
Yeah.
For I forget which fucking play I was doing, and it was just like all of a sudden my voice just started going like this, and it got to the point where
that's because your cast members weren't praying for you because they're demons.
That's right. I went to doctor. Oh, I think it was Elephant Man. Actually, I went to the doctor, and they're like,
oh,
you know,
it works.
He's like, you can't talk for I forget X number of days.
The people, it's a shame at the Elephant Man. He was like, could you have some sort of allergic reaction that manifests in like your face swelling up for a week?
Oh, I never thought of that. It would have helped my performance.
We'll save so much money on prosthetics. Rub some peanuts
no
on your head.
That's what's cool about the
there's none.
The convention of the play. Yeah.
Right. Well, I just thought of a way to ruin it.
I bet there are people who do that.
Oh, yeah.
Are people who do the horrible prosthetics.
It's the same people like, well, if you're going to be the lead in The King and I, you're going to have to shave that head, dumb fuck. Just because Yul Brynner was bald.
Right, right. Because we know the king of Siam can't.
Yeah, who's Yul Brynner?
Can't have hair. Check out our Facebook and Instagram and all that shit. And don't forget to buy shit through our wonderful Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
And if you're having any type of allergic reaction, I think you can buy Benadryl on Amazon, I believe. Buy some.
Okay, get your bumper shoots ready, everybody.
Hello.
And get ready to bathe in these tears.
Yay.
It's the aftermath of one of the most important events in our country's history. I will tell you this, what I have learned since then. This weekend, we had Google, Yahoo, Bing, DuckDuck, all the search engines worked against us there. I bought AdWords.
DuckDuck?
DuckDuck is a it's a non-cookie.
Oh, DuckDuck.
It's a good one for privacy.
Oh, okay.
It's on every single one of them platforms so that if you put in moment.
Meanwhile, at the bottom, it says.
DuckDuck.
Oh, I'm oddly struggling here. Use promo code L77 at MyPillow.com to save up to 66% off.
Oh, okay. Jeez. You know who he sounds like?
I don't want to do the
Are you okay? Are you dying over there? Are you having an allergic reaction? Is your throat swelling up?
No, it's no. It's a voice. It's a voice thing. It's not.
It's not like.
Yeah, I don't think. Okay. I'm breathing fine. It's just, it feels like my voice is turning off slowly.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's very odd.
Nothing to be worried about there. It's the fucking, some kind of weird shit from these weird weeds in Florida.
It's, yeah, some irritation from them. Man,
well,
you know, I lived in Wisconsin, like literally in the middle of the woods and shit. Chicago doesn't count. But holy shit, the plants here in Florida really fucking hate you.
Well,
hate people.
Yeah, and it's very sharp. They're sharp.
How these fucking vines with these death talons on them every the kudzu, I guess, or whatever.
My mom's got some bougainvilleas that go over her walkway.
At least those are pretty.
Yeah, but you know, I was thinking you could rig those in a way where it could be like, you know, a defense thing. Like if somebody comes to the door, you don't want them there. You cut the line, and the bougainvillea stabs you in the side. It's like a Indiana Jones trap or something.
God, nature, man.
Nature's done with us.
It hasn't been a couple of months. There's a brick house over on the water, literally here. And it's going to be part of that new shitty fucktwant development where you can, for $1.4 million, you can share a wall with other people in your condo overlooking the Gulf and watch the Blue Angels rehearse every Tuesday or Wednesday.
It's insane. That's a lot of money.
But this house, I walk by it every two or three days with the dog, and it's obviously being taken over by nature after it's been, you've walked by that brick building, that brick, where they had the four apartments.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Nature, it hasn't been a couple of months. There were people living in that. And now it really, there's vines growing like in the wind through the windows.
Even if there's a cranny or a little nook in mortar from a brick, somehow plants in Florida will figure out a way to have photosynthesis in that stupid little crack in the sidewall.
It's a crack.
That photosynthesis in my crack.
Tell you this, what I have learned since then. This weekend, we had Google, Yahoo, Bing, DuckDuck, all the search engines worked against us there. I bought AdWords on every single one of them platforms.
Oh, by the way, at the bottom, use promo code L77 at MyPillow.com to save up to 66% off.
Is he upset that nobody's like,
it's best that nobody watched his latest symposium?
I'm sorry.
And he's blaming the internet. Conspired against him.
I am sorry. No one. I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody likes it.
On Friday, we went on Twitter. I found his symposium in 3 seconds. Broadcasting live.
No, we all know where it is. We all know how to use DuckDuck and Bing. No one wants to see it. That's the truth.
I bought AdWords on every single one of them platforms so that if you put in Moment of Truth Summit or Mike Lindell's event, an ad would have came up. So it would have been the first one telling you where to go there and all the and all these things. This happened back when I did Absolute Proof, the movie. Google and all them took away my ability to buy those ads. I expected to come in this morning, I'd have $200,000 in bills from all them AdWords. Everybody talking about it and spreading the word. Less than $100, everybody.
You fucking fucked up.
He thought he was going to spend
them AdWords.
$200K on people clicking on his ad. And he spent under $100.
How did you do that? How did he fuck it up like that, Mike? Well, I mean, did you get any clicks? Did people?
No, nobody fucking watched
it. So he had an event, didn't spend the right amount of advertising. What do you came out ahead? I think he's going to spend $200,000 in Google ads for this fucking thing?
He thought he would.
Well, that sounds like an incredibly bad idea.
Well, you know, they pay after the fact. They got to click on them first.
Oh, I see. I see. But still, if they, what happens when you click on it? You actually buy something?
He's doing PPC.
So it's not he's actually selling anything. If someone clicks on the link,
it would have sent them to the symposium.
Right. Which they pay for.
Right.
But they still have to buy a ticket. Jeez.
Kudzu has no thorns. It's possibly Greenbrier.
Oh, right. Okay.
Says our Gulf Breeze
botanist
bureau.
Yeah, yeah. All kudzu matters.
$200,000 in bills from all them AdWords. Everybody talking about it and spreading the word. Less than $100, everybody. What they did is totally suppress these events and this AdWord. I'm here live on Facebook. There's only 300 people there that they've suppressed Facebook. All the media, including Salem Media, Newsmax, Fox, all the media. Nobody has reached out to me, everybody.
Jeez.
Nobody.
Why would they reach out to him?
I'm sorry, Matt, Mike.
What is he expecting?
Listen, Matt Lindell, I'm sorry you're going through this. This is tough. You're irrelevant. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, because if what you were sharing with the planet was relevant, interesting, compelling, maybe you wouldn't have to spend...
accurate?
Or not total fucking bullshit. Maybe you wouldn't have to spend $200,000 to shove it up our assholes. Does that make sense?
Including Salem Media, Newsmax, Fox, all the media. Nobody has reached out to me, everybody. Nobody. Remember, I told you all the only way this last weekend fails is if we don't get the word out.
He's doing something we just played in it. He's doing something we just played. He's doing a technique. This is. He's saying that if you don't get the word out, democracy will die. He's doing something they just talked about in one of those videos.
Well, yeah.
Quit manipulating us, you see? I just listened to a video, and now I know I'm being fucked with. Do you realize he's fucking with you? You're not going to send him money, right?
Oh, God. Meanwhile... Proud Boy outside of a drag brunch Roanoke, Texas today in full fatigues has a bat wrapped in barbed wire.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
Like,
thank you, Walking Dead.
What's his name from Walking
See,
Dead?
See, like, I honestly think now we're getting to a weird spot because I think that's your fault. Why did you have to have a bat wrapped in barbed wire? That in Halloween, that goddamn season of Walking Dead with the guy with the bat. And the barbed wire. Do you know how many people had that as their prop?
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because they love that character.
I think Walking Dead was bad for society. I liked the show for a while, but it made everybody want to buy guns. Now we're walking around.
Yeah, but
like
that's
that.
The moment you bailed on.
No, I hate
Walking
it.
Dead
oh,
was spoiler alert when Negan took his took his bat to the Asian dude.
Yeah, and it was just gross and sad and shitty and you know, and now we got some fuckhead with the same bat from Walking Dead. I'm not blaming Walking Dead. I'm just saying People love your show, and you should have the right to be able to put a barbed wire wrapped around a bat, but you have to understand that people are going to see that and like it for some fucked up reason. I hate that. I hate having to be like that, but it is true. People love the bat wrapped with, I don't know, they really loved it. You gave them a great idea with that bat wrapped in barbed wire. They ate it up.
Well, which is part of every apocalyptic video game and movie.
I know. Everybody's got a bat with barbed wire.
He just made it
popular.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else?
And apparently everybody wants to be Negan.
Why from that show would you want to be anybody from that show? Really, it's not a great look for the Earth, the Walking Dead's vision of the planet.
The future?
Yeah. It's not a great look. You know who I want to be in that? Somebody that got their head chopped off. It's not a fucking zombie.
Not only are they not paying Tucker, they're actually being rewarded by this policy, and that's what makes it such a huge mistake. And I got to say, Tucker, there is a political dimension to this. Of course, I'm running against Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, who's been on every side. He's flip-flopped on every side of this student debt issue. But if you think about this, 2 months before the election, Joe Biden has given a massive windfall to Democratic Party donors. It's one of the reasons why I'd encourage people to help us fight back at jdvance.com. But this has very direct implications for the middle class in this country. Tucker, you know as well as anybody that if you look behind a lot of our bad policies, whether it's the student bailouts, the globalization, moving stuff to China, whatever you want to say, it's very often a massive transfer of wealth from middle class, hardworking people to the upper class in this country. That's exactly what this is, a massive bailout for people who've made bad decisions and are doing very well economically.
That's what he's that is the basic bitch line on the student debt.
And it's a lie.
Yeah. They think that, I don't know.
And they're upset about people that don't, you know, that take, what was it, gender studies was their trope over
lesbian dancing. Is that what Bobert E. Lee said or some bullshit like that? Tell your husband to keep his dick in his pants and to quit driving four-wheelers all over your fucking neighborhood. You guys are a menace.
So these motherfuckers, that's what we got going on there.
God, I'm running against Democrat Tim Ryan. He's flip-flopped on every issue. That guy looks and sounds like a fuckhead. And, you know, who's that, J.D. Vance?
Yes.
That's Trump's guy.
Yes.
Jeez.
And losing.
Good.
As far as we know.
And Herschel Walker's losing his, right? His senatorial.
Yes, as far, yes, yes.
Woohoo! Val Demings beating Marco Rubio, yes or no?
Close. Ugh, close, close, close.
Come on, Val. You can do it.
I don't think Joe's smart enough to be like, hey, let's send him off the trail. Don't hack the McDonald's on DC. I mean, why doesn't he just give Putin, like, I don't know, the keys to the nuclear?
Why isn't he just, does Coke make you slur?
I don't know. Where is he? What is he?
He looks like he's in his tacky house somewhere.
Kind of the thing with these Don Jr. rants, it's bizarre, is like
somebody's oiling Guilfoyle's thighs in the background.
I want to understand something, Don. Before you release one of these things, you sit around and think, well, I should put something on TikTok today. Let me think about something. And he sits around and he thinks about like what he's going to say. He runs it by.
He sticks his face into a hat pretending he's Joseph Smith and it's filled with Coke. And
does he call up his mom and he's like, hey, mom, hello. Can you help me?
Who's dead?
No, it's Melania. Oh, yeah, yeah. Melania's his stepmother.
Right. Yeah, I don't. That would be amazing if he even has her number.
I don't have.
They're not friends on Facebook. He doesn't have Melania's number.
I blacked on Junior. You would do.
Who the fuck is this?
Get off my phone. You are gross.
Hi, Mom.
Fuck you. I'm not your mother.
Send him off the trail. Don't hack the McDonald's on DC. I mean, why doesn't he just give Putin, like, I don't know, the keys to the nuclear football? What's the list? Don't hack Joe's basement. 2, Hunter's businesses. 3, Hunter's laptop. 10% for the big guy. 4, don't hack that.
What is he saying? God damn. Kimberly Guilfoyle, tackle this motherfucker. Why is he... This is a guy that really... It's great that he has a...
He really needs a smartphone.
It's fucking awesome. Always awesome.
Isn't he supposed to run for something?
Well, there were that thought. There was
I thought he
thought,
was
going to
be my governor.
I don't know.
Are you going to be my governor?
Fly. Fingers crossed, man.
Right.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, he might... Aren't these kids in trouble because of Trump org or no?
Who?
Don Jr., Eric, Ivanker.
One would hope that, yeah. I mean, in New York, they're criminally liable for Trump org.
One time you guys, there was a time when you guys were in New York, Jared and Ivanker were on a TV show. They got guest spots in some TV show, living it up. And now you're relegated to Florida with the bed bugs.
Donald Trump has the nuclear codes! In the linen closet at Mar-a-Lago!
Excuse me, he's at an open mic. What?
I thought that was like some lunatic screaming.
It is. It's Don Jr.
I couldn't believe that. At some event.
I think this was when he was here.
Is he doing stand up?
I think this is when he was here in Pensacola fighting for Gates.
With Gates.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? By the way, for the record, I'd say that if Donald Trump actually still had the nuclear codes, it'd probably be good. Yeah. Our enemies might actually be like, okay, maybe let's not mess with them. Unlike when they look at Joe Biden and they say, you know what, we should attack now. Donald!
Listen. This guy could be a very good comedian.
Don Jr.?
No.
Well, you should email him.
You want to do a spot?
Ask him if tell him you'll do a show.
Oh, God.
No.
What a fucking... Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, people would come, though, wouldn't they?
No. Not the right people.
No. Scary people.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Back Wednesday, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use the banner on the webpage. You get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is at Rated R Comedy. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good couple of days, everybody. Shabba bing boom boom.
Laba ding dong.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.